Hello and welcome to episode 75 of A Little Bird Told Me, the freelance writing podcast that tells you all the tricks of the trade. You can find us on the web at alittlebirdtoldme.podomatic.com and you can find our Facebook page at facebook.com/freelancewritingpodcast. If you go to our Podomatic page, you can find there links to any websites or articles or anything we mention on the podcast, and you can also find links to my websites and social media feeds. You can also find the links to subscribe to the podcast to make sure that you never miss an episode. I am Philippa Willits, and today I am going to talk to you about some tools that you can use to get the most out of Twitter for your freelance writing business. Most freelance writers use social media to some degree to market their business, and Twitter can be a really effective tool to use. It's perhaps better than Facebook for B2B marketing, which is what you're doing. That's when you're a business marketing to other businesses. And it's quite fun to use. It can be a nice diversion at times, but really it's a good way of just putting yourself out there, making connections with people who might want your business, and also just for generally being social, perhaps chatting to other freelancers and keeping up with your friends. Twitter comes up on this podcast quite a lot, and that's because it is really useful at times. Today's episode isn't about the benefits of Twitter in general. We have talked about that a lot, and so I wanted to go a bit more specific and look at tools that can help you to deal with your Twitter account in a more streamlined way and can maybe save you time and energy, which is always a good thing. I feel I should also give a warning at this stage as well, which is that tempting though it may be to start to automate everything in your social media life, that's a dangerous thing to do. If you get complacent and think, well, I've scheduled tweets for the next 3 weeks, I don't need to bother checking the site, then you'll miss mentions, you'll miss messages, and also you'll miss opportunities to see what other people are saying and build interactions with them, which just humanizes your account and makes you more approachable. So while I'm a supporter very much of automating things to a certain degree, if they can help to streamline your process, that doesn't mean that you can just set it all off on some kind of mechanical journey of its own and leave it to it. So with that warning in your ears, let us begin. So most people, when they get started on Twitter, manage it all through the Twitter website. You can follow your stream, you can check your mentions, get suggestions of who to follow, and often when you're starting out in particular, that's completely sufficient. However, as you use it more, and especially if you start to use extra features like Twitter lists or searches for particular keywords or hashtags, you might start finding that the Twitter interface itself isn't giving you everything you need. And at that stage, there are lots of options, but the two probably most popular ones are TweetDeck and Hootsuite. Now remember, I'll link to all of these things I mention at alittlebirdtoldme.podomatic.com. So TweetDeck and Hootsuite, there are differences between them, but often the one that people end up using is just a matter of preference. You might prefer the layout of TweetDeck, you might prefer the functionality of Hootsuite. You might want to try them both and see which one you fit in with better, but I'll give you a quick overview of the differences. So if you're considering one or the other, you might be able to make a decision to see which one to give a try. So TweetDeck, first of all, this is the one that I predominantly use. It is software that you download and it's a separate piece of software to your browser, whereas Hootsuite you manage within your internet browser. So TweetDeck is separate. It used to also incorporate Facebook management to a degree, But since the software was bought by Twitter itself, that was quickly dispatched. With TweetDeck, you can set out a pretty much indefinite number of columns, each of which contains different things. So you can have one for your main Twitter feed. That's the tweets that everybody sends who you follow. You can have a column for your mentions. So anytime anybody uses your username in a tweet or retweets something you've said, that will show up there. So they stand out and you can make sure you don't miss anything important. You can have columns for messages. That's direct messages. For lists you have. So if you, when you follow people on Twitter, you can add them to a list as well. So you might want a list for freelance writers, a list for people in your industry, that kind of thing. And you can create a column for a list. So the only things that show up in that column are people on that list, obviously. Now there, that's Hootsuite does exactly the same. Hootsuite has columns. You can choose how many columns you have and what they're focused on. With both TweetDeck and Hootsuite, you can also schedule messages so that if there's something you want to say, but you want to say it tomorrow, or if you want to send a reminder about a blog post in a week's time, you can use either TweetDeck or Hootsuite to schedule those. And again, that's quite easy on both. The only real difference there is that Hootsuite has an option, if you're sending a tweet, to either schedule it for a specific time, or you can click auto schedule, and then you can set your own parameters, and then it just kind of automatically adds it to a list that it will send out a certain number of times a day or on particular days of the week. So that can be slightly easier on Hootsuite. The other thing that can be slightly easier on Hootsuite, because you use it within your browser rather than as a separate piece of software, you can download what's called, well, on Chrome, it's called the Hootsuite Hootlet. And I'm sure there are equivalents for at least Firefox and maybe Internet Explorer, but to be honest, don't use Internet Explorer. But the Hootsuite Hootlet, if you're on a website and you think this is great, I want to share it on Twitter, then when you've installed the Hootlet, then there's a little owl in your browser and you just click that and it automatically gives you the option to share the page via Hootsuite. And that can include scheduling it, auto-scheduling it, or sending it immediately. Now, with both TweetDeck and Hootsuite, you can also manage multiple Twitter accounts. So for instance, I have my professional account at Philippa Writes. I also have a personal account, and I also manage Twitter accounts for two non-profits and a company I'm doing some work with called the Blue Badge Company. And so if I was using Twitter, the Twitter website, I would have to constantly be logging into one, out of another, and into the next all the time just to keep track of anything important. Whereas with both TweetDeck and Hootsuite, you can run numerous Twitter accounts. With TweetDeck, I think it's an indefinite number. I've got five or six on there, and it's never suggested there's any limit. Hootsuite, there is a limit after which you need to get a paid account. So if you really have lots and lots of accounts, TweetDeck may be preferable. If you've only got a few, then either is fine. Hootsuite can manage other social networks as well, whereas TweetDeck, since it was bought by Twitter, doesn't. So on Hootsuite, you can also post to your LinkedIn account. You can post, I think, to Google Plus pages, but not Google Plus profiles. And you can post to Facebook. Hootsuite with paid accounts also allows you to connect your Hootsuite account with other services online. As I said at the start, often the difference between whether people prefer TweetDeck or Hootsuite is just personal preference more than features. One of the reasons I don't like Hootsuite so much is that you don't see retweets in your mentions. So you can have a tweet that gets retweeted hundreds of times and you may never know unless you manually check. Whereas on TweetDeck, you see those, and I prefer that. I like the layout of TweetDeck. I'm very familiar with it, and I like it being outside my browser because I can also get pop-up notifications for certain things, although you can cancel those if you don't like them. Hootsuite, other people prefer because they just prefer the layout, the interface. So have a go with one or the other, or try them both out for a week. So that's a good place to start with general management of your Twitter account. And what I'm going to look at now is some even more specific tools that you can use to power up your Twitter use and really make the most out of your Twitter account. So the next tool I want to look at is one that I am slightly obsessed with at the moment, and it's called Buffer. And Buffer connects with your Twitter account and also Facebook accounts and Google Plus pages. Again, not profiles, but pages. When you use Buffer, you can add tweets to your Buffer, and what that does is queue them up to be posted on Twitter at a particular time and day. So say you're catching up with all your favourite blogs and you find 8 blog posts that you want to tweet, but you don't want to tweet them all at once. You'd like to spread them out over the week. You can use TweetDeck or Hootsuite to schedule them to go out later, but what's actually quicker and easier is instead to add them to your Buffer, so you can add all 8 posts all at once and they'll be spread out evenly or whenever you set the schedule to go out, throughout the week, throughout the day, whatever you want. It's quick and it's easy. Like with the Hootsuite Hootlet, you can also get specific little tools so that if you're reading a blog post you like, you just click one button and the Buffer interface pops up and you just click add to Buffer or send immediately, or you can schedule posts within Buffer as well. It's a nice interface to use. The free version offers a certain amount of tweets to Buffer each month, but I recently opted for the paid version and I have not regretted it for a moment. I have, 3 Twitter accounts on there. I have 4 Facebook pages, my Facebook profile, I have my Google Plus page. I haven't connected my LinkedIn, but I could. And as well as allowing you to post all these things, you also get access to analytics. So you can see for each tweet you post, how many people clicked on it, how many people retweeted it, how many people favorited it, mentioned it. So you can get a really good idea of what is effective and what your followers like and what is capturing people's attention. And that can then help you to post more of the right things in the future. Another tool that can be really useful is called Manage Flitter. And what this does, you log in on their website and it really helps you to manage the people you are following. When you log in, it offers you the opportunity to sort through the people you are following and or the people who follow you. And you can sort them by a range of different criteria. So that can be things like how many followers they have, when they last posted, how active they are, how interactive they are, all that kind of thing. They have really good search facility, which is often lacking in Twitter tools. You can also find out who has unfollowed you. Now, I'm not a big fan of this. Some people, if they find out that someone has unfollowed them, they just automatically unfollow them in return. Whereas I think if you're so not bothered about whether you're following someone or not, you probably shouldn't be following them in the first place. If you only unfollow them because they unfollowed you, then you have to wonder whether they're someone you should be following at all. However, if you would like to unfollow people who unfollow you, or just keep an eye on who's unfollowed you, then Manage Flitter can be a way of doing that. Another tool is called, I don't know why these things have stupid names, but it's called Follower Wonk. And what Follower Wonk does is give you a deeper insight into your Twitter contacts. You can find out a lot about the people you are following, the people who follow you, you can look at your followers and find out where they're based in the world. This can be important if you particularly value local customers who live nearby. You can find all businesses who follow you who are in London or Stratford or Edinburgh or wherever you are. You can find out when they tweet, because that can give you a good idea of when you might want to be active on Twitter. You can also search within your niche. So if you write about fashion or if you write about cosmetics, you can search for other people on Twitter within that niche who are what follower want consider to be influencers. Now, this tends to be people with a lot of followers and with followers who are very responsive. So followers who retweet everything they say, reply to everything they say, and so would be really valuable people to get on your side. You can also, they offer information in quite in visualization form so that you don't have to necessarily just look at numbers, but you can actually see things in a more accessible way. So follower want can be good to use once in a while to check, to get an idea of your follower profile really, and also to find potential new followers who could be really useful to your business. Now, a very simple tool that can work well with Buffer, which I mentioned earlier, is called Twiriad. Speaking of daft names, Twiriad. And it does one thing, and it does it very well. You put in your Twitter account details. It analyzes your tweets and your followers' tweets, and it tells you when the best times of day are to tweet. Now, what you can do is get this information from Twiriad, input it into your schedule in Buffer, and make sure that the tweets you send out are going out at the times when the most people are listening, basically. And Twiriad gives you not just like 10 a.m., for instance. It gives you 2 hours a day, and it gives you different options for different days of the week, for weekdays and for weekends. So Twiriad isn't something you're going to use very frequently, but maybe every couple of months it might be worth checking to see again whether your follower profile has changed and whether you need to perhaps rethink the times you're scheduling your tweets for. And the final tool I'm going to talk about is called Tweepy. Again, all the links, so you don't have to remember these obscure names, all the links will be at littlebirdtoldme.podomatic.com. Now, Tweepy is a bit similar to ManageFlitter in that it's a way of managing the people you follow. It helps you to find out who's not following you back. You might want to unfollow those people. It helps you to unfollow people who haven't tweeted for a month or 2 months, or you set your own parameters there. It helps you to find people you might want to follow, so you can look up, for instance, all the people who follow a particular person or people on a Twitter list, or you can even copy and paste a list of people and follow that way. You can also, which I believe is new to Tweepy, you can also force unfollow people, which basically means that you can stop people from following you, which you can do manually as well. But again, you know, if you're using Tweepy already to manage the rest of your followers, then, you know, you may as well do it within there if it's effective. And so those are the Twitter tools that can really help you to manage your Twitter account and get the best out of it. You've got to spend a certain amount of time on social media these days to market your business, and you may as well be as efficient and streamlined as you can. And these are just a handful of the tools available that can help you to do that, save you a bit of time, a bit of effort, a bit of energy, and make sure that you use your energy exactly, you know, in the places where they'll benefit you the most. And so now it is time for the Little Bird Recommendation of the Week, in which we talk about something that we think our listeners would enjoy or find useful. And today, my recommendation, it's not very businessy, it's not very anything, but it's relevant to the topic, and when I tweeted it, got dozens of retweets, which is always a good sign that it touched a nerve, really. And it's a blog post by someone called Dorky Mum, and it's called Twitter is Like. And basically, she was asked by someone not on Twitter what Twitter was like, and she felt she explained it all very badly. And so she wrote this blog post to summarise what Twitter is actually like. And it's just lovely. It just is a great description of Twitter at its best, really. And so that is my recommendation of the week. The link will be in the show notes. So thank you very much for listening. Find us at alittlebirdtoldme.podomatic.com. Like our Facebook page and find the links to my own and Laurie's websites and social media feeds, and come and say hello. So thank you for listening. I have been Philippa Willetts, and we will see you next time.